MTB Cast.
Yeah, this is Hal Russell from the McIntyre Race. Had a pretty tough day yesterday in Arkansas. A lot of heavy rain. Really slowed me down, so I don't think I got in that many miles. It was a long day. I had to set out a little bit, but just lightning everywhere. Pouring down rain. Rain not so bad, it's lightning. I had to take cover and that knocked me out a while. Then I got the muddy roads and I even had to push some hills and that really slowed me down. My idea was to get here a little town, resupply, and get back up the next course of the campus. When I got to town, the stores were closed and it was lightning and a big storm blowing in. And so it just was no choice. I found a church here and found a jungle gym, a 100-foot church, and I thought that boy, I was in paradise. They had a little platform to eat, but you know, when it comes to the loser, things leaked and they leaked bad, and they just bounced out. It was cold and freezing, so I spied another church building that had a foundation, an open foundation. I just literally pushed my bike under there and crawled under that foundation. That's the first time I've camped like that. Nice soft dirt to start with, but man, it happens a lot of times when it comes to the leaves and night, it turns into a river. Luckily, I had a little freaking air, a sleeping pad, and I was going to float away. One time I woke up, but pretty cool. I just kind of moved over, like the river ran through. It just ran on around the top of my head and ran on by. And so it was real nice and dry once I got off snugged in. Luckily, I had a few dry things to put on and I had second thoughts about how to pack for this trip. I was going to pack extra light and then maybe warmer when I got to Colorado, but I just brought everything I needed for the whole trip, and I was glad I had it last night. It was cold and I was soaking wet and a couple of dry things. I had a little light down jacket and I had my sleeping bag and so forth. That saved me last night. And I was nice and snug and I'm up about 4:30 and I'm waiting for the store to open. I think it opens at 5. I hear the roosters crowing, so I'll be getting close that time. I know I have a pretty long day. I don't know how the roads are going to be, and I get to get up to National Forest and don't know if I'm going to have to do some fishing in the other lot. And I hope to get through that and get out of there in time to get another resupplied head on, I guess, towards Oklahoma. I'm just been following the pink line on this one, really, not many cues. And it's just different, and it's pretty awesome. A lot of awesome experiences. And so, sleeping under a foundation, that was the first time I did that. So, and I noticed this morning, it was dry when I called in there last night. It was kind of pretty soft and muddy. I come calling out this morning, dragging my bike out. But I'm all good and ready for another day, I think. And I get up there. Maybe the store get opened early and I can get on the road again. But